This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Parents, tell me if you've ever struggled when it came to naming your kids. 314-531-9898. And tell me if this statement is true. Boys are so much harder to name than girls. It is impossible to name a boy.
I agree.
314-531-9898. I was telling you guys, my wife and I are having a baby. My wife's having a baby. And our family is growing. And we're down to the wire here. We're going to have a baby next week, guys, and we don't have a name for the kid. I don't know. Nothing. We got nothing. It is. But this same thing happened for my son. Like, I think it was about 10 days, 9 days roughly, when we came up with a name for my son. My daughter, we knew Emerson. We loved it. We loved the name, loved all the nicknames. My boy, firstborn, 10 days out. Now, third kid. Boy, soon, no name.
Do you think that it's not even just like the gender issue you're having? Like, you think it's harder to name a boy? Or do you think it's just your third kids? Like, you've gone through
all the names I like?
Right. Yeah. No. You only like two.
I don't have that many kids. No. There's like four or five girl names that, like, before we found out the gender, when you're like, oh, I wonder if it'll be a boy or a girl, and you're like, do you like the name? There was like three girl names that we all like, oh, that's an adorable name.
That's so weird to me because, I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know how hard it is to make the final decision of choosing a name, but I feel like girl names are harder because you can go more unique with it and it's not as weird, where I feel like guy names, like, you want them to be more quote unquote like normal.
Classic, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like
the hardest part would be like running into the issue, no matter what gender the baby is, of like knowing someone with that name. Or like, my sister was a teacher's assistant.
Oh. Yeah.
And so she had like 1,000 kids that she didn't want to name her kid that, because she knew a kid that was named that already and they were bad or whatever.
My wife's a therapist for kids, and so we work with kids so much, that does come up a lot.
Yeah, and the difficulty too is when you get to your third child now, I mean, you know, then you start looking at family members who've already taken some of the names you liked.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're in a part where, like, when Sarah and I were trying to choose a boy's name, okay, we knew it was going to be Kennedy. And we were like, okay, we got it now because we're doing this presidential thing with the kids. Well, we can't do Lincoln. I don't want two kids that were assassinated.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Yeah. So, and you're
that
like,
was a consideration for real when you were both in the presidents?
It really was.
That's
and you're
hilarious.
Looking, and you're like, well, how about this one or this one?
Do you
one?
Think one day someone will say that about Trump? Like, well, he was attempted to be assassinated, so he's cool. He could stay on the list. I can go with Donald.
I don't know. Like,
Donnie.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
know,
like,
you know?
That's crazy that that was a consideration of the assassination.
So you settle on Jackson, and then you're like, man, the way he treated Native Americans, that was a bad call. So you're like, oh, oh, man, I don't know.
Really?
So you get name regret. I understand
sure.
it totally.
It is definitely very stressful because you feel like you're just picking this thing forever. And then, like, for both my son and my daughter, though, I love both of their names and I couldn't see them as anything else. But it's interesting that, like, the entire pregnancy for my boy, I never knew a name, and now I could never see him as anything else. And so I'm wondering if that same thing will happen, if you went through the same struggles as me. And how late were you in the game where you didn't have a name? Was anyone at the hospital and still did not have a name? 314-531-9898. I feel like I'm in a helpless place or hopeless place trying to name this baby. My wife and I are having baby number three. My wife is pregnant, and we're getting close to the end game here, getting down to the wire, and we still do not have a name. And I just feel like because he's a boy, and I think boy names are just so much harder than girls. Did you have the same trouble? 314-531-9898. Katie, you had some advice for me on coming up with a name? Katie?
All right. Hi.
Are you there, Katie? Hold
yes,
on,
I am.
Katie. Let's.
Oh, she's there.
I had a feeling. Katie, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I've worked with infants for 12 years, and I've had a lot of parents come to me who are having a sibling for the itty-bitties that I've been taking care of, and they've been like, we can't find a name. We like certain names, but they don't sound right to us. What do you think we should do? And I always tell them, look for a meaning of the name that really connects with you. Like, for instance, my parents, they named me Catherine because Catherine in Latin means purity. So look for the meaning and definition of a name, the history of a name.
That's hepatic.
I love that.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. That's right.
Instead of how it sounds.
Sometimes, though, that's hepatic reversal of us having, like, this name struggle thing where, like, I'll like a name and I'll look it up and I don't like the meaning. Like, I hate that meaning. Scratch it. So that's hepatic reverse for me. That's just, like, how much trouble I'm having. Colleen, I don't know how you do it. So, Colleen, you have a huge family. How many people are in your family where you just started running out of names?
My dad is one of seven kids. My mom is one of eight. I have over 150 cousins.
Oh, my.
Do they all have different names?
There's got to be duplicates.
Yeah, you just gave up.
There is actually only one or two duplicates, but middle names are the same, some of them.
Wow.
None of my kids have the same name as any cousins or family members in my name.
That's crazy. So you just start looking up, like, what other names are available. That's
yeah.
You just start, you throw, like, all 200 names in ChatGPT and, like, spit out some names that
yeah,
haven't
right.
been used. Sarah, your family, your parents were at the hospital, didn't have a name, and it got bad at some point, huh?
Yeah. They actually were in the elevator getting ready to do discharge papers, and the doctors said, you cannot take this baby out of the hospital without naming her. So they looked at the nurse's name tag, and it was Anne Marie, and they ended up naming her Anne Marie, and she has red hair and blue eyes, and her name's Annie, and it was just very fitting for her.
That is,
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Literally just looked at the name tag and said, okay, this one will work. See you guys later.
Yeah.
Wild.
I think she had a good name.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
that name is adorable. It works.
Really was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I'll just check out if there's any guy nurses around that have name tags, and I'm like, there we go. Danielle, you weren't supposed to be named Danielle, though. At least this isn't. This is even crazier.
Yeah, no. So my name was supposed to be Hunter, which my parents, I guess it took them a while to figure that out. And while they were at the hospital, my mom gave birth to me, and my dad said, "Well, it's deer season. You're good here. Fourth kid, you're done. I'm
going
to go ahead and head out and go hunting." So he left my mom at the hospital, went hunting, and then my mom looked at the doctor and said, "Well, what's the most popular girl's name at the time?" And that was Danielle, and that's how I got my name.
Whoa. I mean, it makes sense of why your name would have been Hunter if you were a boy.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yo, is your dad still...
I'm a vegetarian now.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Is your dad still alive? Because my wife would kill me if I left her at the hospital.
He's still alive, and he leaves every year on my birthday because I still interfere with deer season.
Oh, wow.
Danielle, you sound bitter about that, but well, that seems like a whole other thing to unpack. But
I would be.
We love you, Danielle, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I love you guys, too. I
appreciate it. We're still commercial-free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.